T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is currently 7:15, call it 7:16, Monday morning, December 6th. Some fog around, day 99 of the Ida recovery. I stepped outside just now, and it feels like a summer morning. It really does, with the humidity and the heat, or relative heat, I guess, for this time of morning. Highs of 80 today, then some showers tonight. Storms tonight, lingering in the spotty showers tomorrow with a brief respite, a high of 59 tomorrow and 70 on Wednesday. Then it warms up rapidly, 79 for a high on Thursday, 82 for a high on Friday. 82, and that's on December 10th. It's ridiculous. Then a cold front comes through on Saturday, highs of 80, and then by Sunday, a wintry feel with highs of 58. Taysom Hill, we all know, is beat up. Poor man had the concussion that he came back from, and he was out 3 weeks. I got to believe that was pretty serious. Then he jammed his finger into the defender last week from Buffalo into his forearm, and he's got plantar fasciitis as well. Now, we're not going to talk about specifically Taysom Hill because our next guest has not examined Taysom Hill, but we're going to talk about the injuries in general. And for that, we go to Dr. David Elias, an orthopedic surgeon with Ortho LA. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm okay. Thanks for taking the time with us.
My pleasure.
Let's talk about this middle finger when he jammed it in the guy's forearm. I don't know if you were watching the Saints game or not, but Tim in Master Control textured me that it was going to be a ruptured tendon, and I kidded him about not being a doctor, but I don't know. Apparently he's right. When one tears a tendon in one's middle finger, how exactly does that happen, and how does he get fixed?
Well, it depends. If you have like what's called a mallet finger, that's when the tendon attaches. It's where the extensor tendon attaches to the bone, and what it does is it pulls off with a little small piece of bone, and you can't extend the end of your finger. Now, there's different ways to treat it. It depends on the grade. If it's displaced and ruptured, sometimes you have to go, the only way to get the function back is to go reattach it to where it pulled off from. The other way to treat it is conservative. You can do an extension. You can do an extension splint, which will just hold the finger out in extension and let it heal. And, you know, sometimes you have to do that for up to 6 weeks. So where you don't take the splint off ever.
Is this the same kind of thing? One time I was clowning around, and I'm not trying to make myself into Taysom Hill or anything, but jammed my thumb into the chair, and that son of a gun was sore for like a year, and I couldn't use it for much. Is that kind of like the same thing that might happen with somebody's finger in that case, where the tendon, you said, tears away from the bone and takes a piece of the bone with it?
I mean, the most a jam finger is usually just you sprain the ligaments around the joint, but this is a pretty unique injury when you have an extensor tendon rupture like that, and it can come from, you know, someone grabbing a jersey and the finger forcefully flexes then extends, and it just kind of like a rubber band, it pops right off the end where it attaches.
Mm. So when something like that happens, is it a pretty painful thing?
Yeah, it's really painful. Usually, usually the initial moments is painful, and then, you know, it calms down after that.
So I guess what I'm saying is to play football and try to throw a football with that kind of injury after it just happened, that would hurt a lot. Yes?
Yeah, I mean, he would definitely, you know, I don't know if they would have injected him with some lidocaine or, you know, you could, they would have to splint him up, and depending on which finger it is, it could definitely be make it very difficult to throw a football.
Yeah, it appeared to be his middle finger. And
yeah,
we'll pick it up here when we come back. Doc, I want to talk to you about plantar fasciitis as well. A lot of us suffer from that, but I don't think to the extent that the Saints have talked about with Taysom Hill. And then we'll talk about torn plantars, I guess, whatever it would be. David Elias is our guest, orthopedic surgeon with Ortho LA, just talking about the types of injuries that Taysom Hill has, and we all know how important he is. The Saints get ready to take on the Jets this Sunday. It is 7:21. It's time for traffic now on WWL. 7:25, 7:26, Monday, December 6th. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL, day 99 of the Ida recovery, and we're talking to Dr. David Elias, orthopedic surgeon with Ortho LA, about injuries of the type that Taysom Hill could be suffering. Doc, is this kind of similar with his finger to what Drew Brees had last year with his thumb?
It is not. I mean, it is. It sounds like Drew Brees tore a ligament to his thumb, which attaches, you know, from bone to bone, whereas Taysom, it's more of a where the tendon attaches to the bone tore. So the ligament stability to the thumb, whereas the tendon is, you know, what makes the finger actually extend or flex. So a little bit different.
All right, let's talk about plantar fasciitis. And is that just inflammation, or is that something that is damaged structurally? Tell us about that, if you will, please.
Well, plantar fasciitis is something that a lot of people suffer from, and if you hadn't had it, you probably will one day. It's really a common thing with all ages, really. And the plantar fascia is basically the lining, the bottom lining of your foot. And it gets inflamed, and a lot of times we don't know the cause of it. It can be from overuse. It can be from poor shoe wear. Some people's anatomy sets them up to get it, whether they have really flat feet or really high arches. And once it gets inflamed, it's really hard to get better because, you know, you walk and stand on your feet all day. So it's hard to, the way to get it better is rest. And sometimes, you know, for treatment, we have to put people in a walking boot that we tell them to wear 23 hours a day, sleep in it, you know, so it basically just keeps the foot at rest and lets that plantar fascia heal.
So is this something you could tear? And if it was torn, would it be impossible to walk on it?
Yeah, you can get a plantar fascia rupture, and that can usually come from an acute injury. You can also get it from just chronic plantar fasciitis. You can eventually get these small ruptures in the plantar fascia. Yeah, I mean, if it acutely happens, you're going to struggle to walk right away. Eventually, you'd get where you could probably walk through it, but that's an acute rupture of the lining of the foot. That's a pretty painful injury.
I have flat feet, and I struggle with that, man. It is a pain. And how effective are, because I got one in the heel, and it's the most painful injection I've ever had. Does that clear things up pretty much? Is that a cortisone or steroids? Is that an effective way to treat fasciitis?
Yeah, you know, a lot of doctors won't do that at first because, you know, you talk about plantar fascia rupture. Well, if you over-inject plantar fasciitis, you could cause a rupture of the plantar fascia. So a lot of times we'll save that for, you know, after other conservative modalities fail. We will do it, though, depending on, you know, how long the treatment has been going on. But it's not something you want to do over and over. You know, there's some joints we'll inject over and over and over. You don't want to inject the plantar fascia over and over and over. It can help. I mean, a lot of times, though, it's limited. It may help the pain, and then within a week or so, it could come back. So There's other modalities to do before jumping to a steroid injection. Dry needling, which is kind of like acupuncture, that's something that physical therapists will do now. That can be very good for conservative treatment.
I had that injection, Doc, and I had to apologize to the people in the room for the words that came out of my mouth.
Yeah, it's a pretty painful injection.
Yes, it is. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time as always. Dr. David Elias, orthopedic surgeon with Ortho LA. We'll take a break. When we come back, time for Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.